Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the opportunities with school food service.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council recently exhibited at the trade show for the School Nutrition Association of Oklahoma, an association representing school food service professionals. As part of the trade show, the Oklahoma Beef Council took the opportunity to promote a competition for the best beef school food service recipes and the chance to have the recipe listed on the Healthy School Recipe website as part of a Beef Checkoff initiative to promote beef recipes in school food service. In addition, the Oklahoma Beef Council showcased a grant program with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture for local food purchasing, including beef. Finally, we shared information on beef's nutritional benefits for kids and beef recipes for school food service. Overall, it was a great opportunity to meet with those very important individuals that are making decisions for school lunch programs.
Thanks so much, Heather. You can learn more about what's going on with the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff by going to Driving Demand for beef.com.
Well, at this year's Women in Ag Conference held in Edmond, Oklahoma, I had the opportunity to sit down with OSU small grain specialist Dr. Amanda Silva to talk about how this year's wheat harvest ended up.
Yes, it's been one of the most challenging wheat season overall, right? So we had issues with planting, with drought, and then drought almost the entire season. And then when we got to harvest, that was too much rain. So I think it was one of the most longest harvest we've had in a long time in the program.
So how did we end up? Did the wheat actually end up being pretty good, or what did you kind of hear around Oklahoma?
It's ended up well, considering the conditions. Of course, we didn't have a lot of those acres, a lot of fields that were, you know, weren't harvested due to the drought. So for the fields that were able to survive this environment, this harsh environment we had, the yields were good. I mean, I won't say up to the yield potential, but, you know, considering the conditions, I think it ended up well.
Where did you see the best wheat in the state?
So this year it seemed like we saw a change in pattern. So usually our north central area, it does a little bit better than our southern southwest area. But I think this year we kind of had a switch, and that was just because of moisture. So the few showers that they got in southwest, for example, really helped the crop. And then unfortunately in the Panhandle, we just didn't have many fields that were cut. But some that were irrigated did okay as well.
To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Amanda Silva at Oklahoma State University, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, this week's Oklahoma Drought Monitor is similar to last week's with a few mild increases. According to the latest Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged from the past 3 weeks. Extreme drought or worse also unchanged from last week's 2.58%. Severe drought or worse conditions have increased from last week's 6.64%. Those are now at 7.58%. Moderate drought or worse has worsened slightly as well, moving from last week's 17.76%, now at this week's 17.90. Abnormally dry or worse conditions have worsened slightly from last week's 47.61. Now they're at 47.67. And according to the 6 to 10 precipitation day outlook, the western half of the state leaning above a 33 to 40% chance of rain through August the 12th. Central Oklahoma, along with the eastern half of the state, also leaning above a 40 to 50% chance of rain through that August 12th date. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.